Well, everyone, it is Chroma Week, and as is tradition here on the LFC, we will begin today's show with Vader reading the Chroma story from the Book of Bacon. Larry, ready when you are.
All right, Big Fatty. Well, since you did not prepare me for that.
Well, it's a tradition.
Is it a tradition?
Yes!
It's a tradition that I don't recall.
Well, let's just wing it. First of all, three wise men, there's only two of us, so...
In that case, it's just two fat men.
Right. Two fat, and not wise, but two fat men came, followed the star, not Vera, and they brought, yeah. Right, they brought, you know, what all fat people bring.
Bacon
and Joanne's pretzels.
Right, and you know, they're cooling downstairs as we speak.
Praise.
Oh, you big fat.
Praise something.
You.
Praise the pretzels.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show, Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday, 23rd of December, 2020, ho, 4, in the, I might be a little hungover year, of
oh.
Dolly Hortensia LeFevre Parton.
I'm gonna make a prediction. I'm sure it involves the Pulse Ultra Call. Anyway,
I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ah, well, you know, it would have been nice if you'd gotten a little crema gift of him spelling it right, but you know, maybe he's hungover too.
100%.
Well, he's definitely hung, but maybe he's hungover.
Right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and joining me today, as always, it's the fat man. I mean, it's Big Fatty, everyone.
Fat man coming.
Yeah, I get them confused this time of year. Thank goodness
it's
Big
so
Fatty
true.
Doesn't have a beard.
No, it's true. Well, you know, unless it's Miss Beaver.
Ah, well, if there was a beard in your life, it would 1,000% be Miss Beaver. So.
And didn't you visit with your beard recently?
Oh yeah, that's my second wife, Ms.
Oh, I'm
Bacon.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Don't.
Who's
tell
your first
me.
Wife?
Mrs. La 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 Lauren.
Oh yeah. Well, I wonder if this is news to Bacon.
No, I don't think so. Because we went public with it. But yeah. So y'all. Merry Crema.
Yes.
If you're hearing this before Crema, I hope you have an absolutely blessed and lovely and gay holiday, if you will. And if you're here
to don your gay apparel.
Y'all, I got to do laundry so that I can do just that. Yeah. And, you know, now I will be... departing the
I'm so y'all the dearly departed Larry H. Vader.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I'll be departing on I haven't
he smells departed.
Y'all I probably do. I'll be departing Charleston's probably Christmas Eve. I thought about going today as you're hearing this, but I don't think I will quite have everything ready to go, so you know, and we don't
just out of curiosity, what is not ready as of right this minute?
Well, I haven't baked the Japanese fruitcake yet. The butter is softening downstairs. I have not wrapped a single gift. I need to run by the ATM machine and get some cash money. Speaking of, that reminds me, I believe in this drawer. Yep, that's where we keep the money cards.
Okay.
Right here at the podcasting station.
It's quite festive.
Y'all,
quite festive.
My little cousin, I always just give him money because, y'all, he's 15. And so he's at that age where,
You could give him vodka.
I think his mother gives him that. But he's at that age where I could buy him something, and I could buy him something nice. But truth be told, he just wants money. So
he wants a Benjamin.
He does. He does, y'all. And it is very disturbing because, y'all, I don't know how much money to give him because he's not my godson.
Benjamin.
Yeah. Well. Maybe. Y'all, he's not my godson or anything, and he's my first cousin's son, so he's not...
Don't give him a Hamilton.
Yeah, I think he's...
No, a Franklin.
I don't know what a Franklin is.
50.
That's what I was thinking. and I had some cash money, but I spent it last night. We'll get into that. And
yes.
I got to do that. And then, but yeah, I've got to start wrapping gifts. And you know, Father Hat couldn't possibly buy the gifts for the Hat Arena himself and have them shipped from Amazon.
No.
So I had to buy them. Yeah, he's going to reimburse me for those.
Of course.
Of course. Right. I'll believe it when I see it. But
What you do is say, okay, I'll order those for you. Give me your credit card.
I have his credit card. But, you know, I...
Well, then it's your own damn fault if you don't get paid back.
but either way, y'all, buying gifts for the Hat Arena is, I mean, you know, and Big Fatty, and some of you with older parents who had older parents will understand this. Y'all, they have everything they need.
Does she have an electric camisole?
Yes, she does. In fact, for Crema, she got Father Hat a new electric camisole that has the dual zone, so he can just, you know...
And you have the toasty toes.
Right, and she will not have to have a fan blowing on her. Times because it's so hot. So
now, is this the mattress pad or the electric blanket?
This is the mattress pad. They already had the electric blanket.
Okay.
But the mattress pad, they tried the mattress pad and they both loved it. And you know, it just made him feel warm and toasty.
Yes.
But she couldn't stand to be in the bed because it was so hot. So now there's the dual zone electric camisole for him. And we got him, y'all, we got him some heated socks to wear around the house.
Do you put them in the microwave?
No, they have a battery. You have to charge them. And so we got him some of those. And, y'all, he's turned into quite the tea drinker in the wintertime. So every time we were somewhere, we bought tea. And so I must have 10 boxes of tea.
Now, is it the decaffeinated? You know, you have to be careful with the caffeination.
Yeah, you do. You do. He likes lemon flavored teas, so luckily that's almost all herbal. So it's decaf. So y'all, I got the lemon and ginger and the lemon and the lemon digestive help or something. I don't know. Y'all, there's 10 boxes of tea downstairs under the Crema tree. None of it's wrapped. And you know, then we got him a tea. What's it called? I can't remember. But y'all.
Tea caddy?
Yes, it's a tea caddy. And y'all, so that way, because that way his tea won't get cold. It'll stay at the correct temperature.
No, that's not a tea caddy. Tea caddy holds tea.
Oh, well.
Well, you probably got him a mug warmer.
It's a rechargeable mug. So it keeps your tea at the perfect temperature. It's for tea, and it keeps it at the exact perfect temperature for up to like 4 hours.
Oh, well, that's great. So,
Y'all, it's, and then y'all, but buying for the Hatarina is much more difficult. And I really, if there's one lesson I learned as a child, and she made very clear, do not buy her a vacuum cleaner for Grandma.
And does she need one?
She really needed a vacuum cleaner. So y'all, I bought her a vacuum cleaner because y'all, she's a petite lady, and it's hard to believe that, you know.
Well, and she's recently had a fall.
Yes. And so, her vacuum cleaner is an Electrolux, and y'all, it's a good one, but
y'all, industrial, weight.
Correct. And, so much so she,
is it an upright or a canister?
It's a canister. She likes a good canister, but y'all, got her one of those Homika cordless Wacoms that you see on the TikTok. It's like the one that I got that I absolutely love, because that way, y'all, it doesn't weigh anything, and she can just bzzz all around, because they don't have carpet on the first floor, so that way she can just, you know, vacuum all of her hardwoods and whatnot, and I think she'll love it. But then I also got her a hand mixer, because y'all, I tried using her hand mixer at Thanksgiving to whip cream. Was not possible. I could whisk faster than the hand mixer would work. So
you could whisk faxer.
Right, correct.
Faxer.
Fatter. I could whisk fatter than her hand mixer could blend. So, y'all, it's big doings. So,
you know, you could just hire a sexy stripper to come by and fill her stockings, so to speak.
I could. That was not on the list of things to purchase, but...
But so you bought something that was on the do not buy me list instead.
That's why I bought other things to go with it.
Oh, okay.
Because she also, y'all, the woman, she is not a dirty woman. She's a clutter. She's a hoarder. She's borderline hoarder. But y'all, I got in her car the last time I was there to move it out of the way, because it was blocking another car in, because they have five. And
of course.
And y'all, it was disgusting in there. So we got her that Wacom, because you can vacuum out the car with it. And she had mentioned several times she needed to be able to Wacom out her car. So so that's how we're going to sell it when she opens it. But what did the father hat want me to get her? Boots.
Was she planning on doing some walking? Because, well, you know, that's just what they'll do.
Yeah, she does a lot of the walking. So
yeah, and they'll walk right over you.
Yeah, well, yeah. And he's like, oh, she's using these cheap boots from the Walmart. And y'all, it's not okay. And she needs some good boots. And he said, well, they're not too expensive. And I said, dude, I think you're incorrect about that. I happen to know a thing about buying boots. And he's like, well, just go to the boot barn. And I said, that's exactly what we're not going to do if you're not paying me back. So, y'all, we got her the extra tough. And some of our listeners out there, if we have any tradies listening, any of the blue-collar folks, you know the extra tough boots, y'all. It's what all the plumbers and everybody wear. They came from Alaska. They were fishing boots.
Mrs. Lauren wears those as a fashion statement.
She might in the wintertime up there in the Chicago's.
Yeah. Yes.
I did get the fashionable ones that have like the paisley print or whatever when you turn the tops down. So I knew.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all, if they don't fit, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, because I.
Well, you obvious you're going to wear them.
Right. Yeah. They're women's size 7.5. So. Probably not, but so we got y'all. It's just been it's been big doings. My credit card says it's been big doings, let me tell you.
Yes, that charger plate is smoking.
It is. So
So now you mentioned that you were a little hungover. Is that a story you'd like to?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all. I my last day at the coal mine was. Really, about 10 days ago, I did go in on Tuesday of this past week, and y'all got there and got this phone call, and it was from the human resources, they were going through my leave. Y'all, I had miscalculated my leave at some point, so I had an extra day, so y'all, I got back in the car and just left, because I was like, oh, She's like, no. She's like, you put in twice for the same thing somehow. Because the way it doesn't work like it used to when you were there, it's a whole new, like, electronic system. And she was like, you added, so you double blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh.
You double booked a day off.
Right. And she's like, you need to go. And I said, oh. So I told the hat, I said, all right, well. And he said, thank you for calling. And so y'all left. I was there all of an hour. And I was doing all the shopping and whatnot this week. And,
oh, yeah.
And all the things, just cleaning the house, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I got in the linen closet. I am pretty sure we have listeners younger than some of the things I threw out of my linen closet. I'm not kidding. I'm not, y'all, I found towels in there from college that had gotten pushed. Y'all, and my linen closet was, the door wouldn't close. Shit had fallen everywhere. And so I knew I had old sheets in there that fit old size mattresses, you know, whatever. So I just, two big black garbage bags, like lawn and leaf size garbage bags full of that stuff. And I saved a few towels for, like, you know, cleaning up spills around the house or whatever. You always have to have a couple of old towels.
Oh, yeah. But, or, like, you know, you don't quite make it to the turl.
Correct. And so, y'all, and then my MRGC. Speaking of, bloop. I was not in the market for a new MRGC, over the past few months, there has become one. And y'all, on Friday, I was like, well, maybe I'll go up to the Dirty Myrtle to go to the Pulse
Ultra Club.
You know, and that way I'll get home on Saturday and whatever, and then that'll give me all day Sunday. Well, y'all, my MRGC said, okay, I'm done with work, and I've done a few hours early, and my flight to wherever is not
Hooterville.
Yeah, it's not for a few more hours. So, you know, you live near the airport. How about I just spend it with you? And I said, well, all right, y'all. To quote Big Fatty, yeah,
it was
lovely. And so, in fact, so lovely, I got a text when he got to Hooterville that said, thank you for calling, and maybe I should stop by your house on the way back from the airport if it's going to be that good. And I was like, well, yeah. But y'all, my MRGC is an accountant. And I drove him to the airport after he, you know, whatever. And we were talking. I was like, well, I need some advice on W-2Gs. And so y'all, he's like, well, I'll just do your taxes for you. And that way we'll go. So y'all, I got my tax advice in. So,
So basically your taxes are you're just, it's bartering.
Well, I asked if I could write the car ride off, to the airport, you know,
since you were speaking with
tax preparation.
Yes.
Yeah. So, either way, all that being said, y'all, that meant that here it is 3:00. And so I am not driving to Myrtle Beach in the dark, because I don't mind driving in Myrtle Beach in the dark, but y'all, that drive from here to the Dirty Myrtle, the first half of it is over the river and through the woods. It's actually literally through the woods. It's through the National Forest. Well, so
right. Nobody got time for Bambi.
No. So, y'all ended up just hanging out here at the Vader family compound. So I went up to the Dirty Myrtle on Saturday, and, it was good. Y'all, I almost didn't go, if we're being honest. Oh. I was just feeling meh about it. I didn't want to spend the money, but because I've spent a lot of money. But, yeah, I just wanted to see some folks and wish them a Merry Christmas, because I'm not going for New Year's Eve. And then my birthday trip is right after that to the Lost World. Anyway, it would be months and months more. And
Y'all,
so I did. Now, here's where I failed. Y'all, I didn't tell any of them I was coming.
Oh,
and that's how I like to do it, because, you know, we don't want it to be about
sometimes
us.
You don't need the paparazzi and all that
stuff. And so, y'all, we got to the motel, That's the Scarlet Roof Resort Azul Conference Center, because it's blue now. And And y'all walked in, and the lady who works the front desk was playing Chinese checkers with her daughter over by the crema tree. And I was like, oh, my goodness, it's a crema scene. And she was like, I'd get up and come help you, but I think you can just check yourself in by now. So so I said, well.
Perfect.
I said, I do know how these things work. So I went ahead and grabbed the piece of paper and filled it out and everything. Because, you know, you got to give them your license plate number and sign the forms and this, that, and the other. And y'all got changed and went over to the Pulse
Ultra Club. Was your chair available?
No.
Oh, see, that's the reason. That was the reason that you should alert them.
Yeah, and I said, all right. And then someone grabbed my shoulder, and I turned around, and it was my friend's. We'll call him Matthew. And Matthew and Zane. Let's call them that. And so they were like, oh, my goodness, how are you? And y'all, Zane's sister works with me at the coal mine.
Oh, okay.
And so when we figured that out, it was kind of funny. And he works at the Myrtle Beach coal mine.
Oh, okay.
And so he said, well, we're a little bit late because we were up at the Carolina Cheese and Provisions having a charcuterie board and some wine. And I said, well, it's funny you mentioned that. I don't personally know, but I can speak highly of one of the proprietors of
By the way, it's interesting you said that because I just, as you were telling that story, wrote down that the owners of Carolina Cheese and Provisions are going to be coming to stay with me the night of the 6th of January.
How about that? So, but y'all, they were ranting and raving about how incredible it is. And I said, yeah. So, but y'all, nobody showed up except for the two of them.
Oh.
Because everybody had crema party plans, you know, sure, this, that, and sure, whatever. And so, y'all, it was not a big crowd. It was an older crowd. We'll definitely say that. And so it was not a big crowd, but that's okay. But y'all, that just meant that Zane and Matthew and I sat there drinking. And y'all, I had gotten into the vodka, and which I do not drink the liquor much anymore, but I just didn't want the beer. My stomach was a little... And so, but y'all, then we, you know, what's Christmas without Rumplemint shots? And you know, we had a couple of those. And so next thing you know, my bar tab is $80 and, you know, I'm a little tipsy. So, but y'all, the best part about going to the Pulse
Ultra Club
is that the festivities start early. So y'all, all this happened. I was still in bed at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
So, y'all got up on Sunday morning, went up to the Tanger outlet there looking for just, you know, just a couple of little things. And I had a suspicion, and I was correct. One, that Tanger is about five times the size of the one we have.
Mm-hmm.
But two, there aren't a lot of people that live in Myrtle Beach. A lot of the people who shop at the Tanger are tourists. And this was a slow weekend. Y'all, nobody was at Tanger. So I parked right next to the door.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and
well, in the handy in the handy cripple space.
Well,
right?
In the electric vehicle charging.
Ah.
So I parked right next to the door, y'all. I walked and walked and walked and shopped. Didn't buy a damn thing because I just, you know, nothing was speaking to me. So, but y'all, I got in the car and came on.
Was it the complimentary charging?
It is. At Tanger, it's complimentary. Oh. Yeah. It's the good charging, too. It's the 10 kilowatt AC charging, which is good for the car, but also fast enough that, I mean, I didn't really need to charge, but, you know, I figured
complimentary.
It's complimentary, and that way I get home with more, and I don't have to worry about, you know. The only thing better than a low-priced Electron, which I have here at home, is a free Electron. So
correct.
And so did that. And y'all, on my way home, I stopped at the Vons East in Point Hope Mills or something like Point Hope Commons, which is when you come through the back way from the Dirty Myrtle, you come out in this new area. Y'all, I went to the Von's East, and y'all know I don't shop there much. I mean, I get my lunch there a lot, but I don't shop there much. I shop at the Aldi.
Right.
And so, basically, sorry, I'm looking for a sound effect here for the, well, the closest thing I can come up with is... When you hear that sound, you're getting money. However, at the Von's East, I was just throwing money at them to purchase things because I needed two oranges. And that's really what I went there for, because Aldi doesn't sell individual produce. You have to buy like a bag of oranges or a bag of lemons. Well, I just needed two. And I don't like oranges. I have an aversion to citrus, for those of you who
Well, thank goodness you got them.
But I needed two oranges to make this Japanese fruitcake. So either way, y'all, and I needed also needed some pecans. And I could have gotten those at the Aldi, but I was like, well, I'm not going to go to the grocerarium if I'm already here. I'm just going to buy what I need.
Sure, sure.
The only pecans they had, y'all, I needed a cup of, you know, pieces. Y'all, I probably now have 8 cups of because they had. I mean, y'all, they were picked over in there. Let's just say. But y'all couldn't have been nicer. It you know, shopping is pleasure at the Von's.
It is, and no tipping.
No tipping, please. And so y'all got out of there and then came on home, had a little lunch, and then I just said, you know, it's just not Kroma if I don't take Big Fatty some Joanne's pretzels.
So, that's correct.
I had bought the pretzels at Lidl the other night when I was and I forgot to buy the oranges at Lidl. FYI, I went to Lidl specifically to buy oranges and forgot. But I bought other things. Anyway, did that, and as soon as the pretzels were finished, I let them cool and I was bagging them up, and now here we are recording the little show.
Yes. And by the way, not to exclude anyone, we also need to say happy Chinooka to everyone.
Oh, yes, especially the Laurens. The Lauren family, Mrs. La 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 Lauren and her husband, Mr. La 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 Lauren.
Because, you know, they are living by candlelight for the next 8 days or something like that.
It's true. It's true. So, don't know. Yeah. So, in whatever holiday you celebrate.
And I think they only eat potato pancakes or something
delicious.
That. I don't know.
Y'all, those are absolutely delicious. The latkes.
And sausage balls, you know.
Right, right. Every time I think about Mrs. La 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 Lauren making sausage balls, it makes me chuckle. Oh my goodness! But y'all, I know we're running long, and
we are running long, but you know.
But now, Big Fatty, I keep talking about this Japanese fruitcake. Have you?
Yes.
Do you know what Japanese fruitcake is?
I have heard of it. It's not like Claxton. It's not like a Claxton fruitcake.
May she rest in peace.
It's And
y'all,
you know, there's
fire.
Only one.
They had a fire at the fruitcake factory in Claxton, and so fruitcake is very limited this year. Very limited.
But I think my grandmother used to make Japanese fruitcake. Isn't it made like in a bundt pan or something?
It seems to be very region specific, and it is also very southern. Also, it is not at all Japanese or Asian. There is no...
Right.
It's one of those southern recipes where, you know, ooh, we're going to throw some fruit in here. We better call it something exotic because it's got a lemon in it. But y'all, it's a dense cake, not like fruitcake dense, but...
It's like pound cake,
yeah,
right?
It is a butter and sugar base cake. It's not like a chiffon or something like that, like a box cake. And in it, it has raisins in it. Raisins and pecans, however you say it.
Pecans.
And it's super sweet. It's got a lot of sugar in it. And the one that the Grand Hatterina made, it's 4 layers. It's a big cake.
Oh, my God.
And but then it's not iced, but it has a filling. And the filling is sugar, it's a thickened sugar filling that has coconut and oranges and lemons in it. So it's
probably a little sake.
Well, I'm going to put a little bit of rum in it because why not? But
you know, my grandmother would call that flavoring.
Well, that's exactly why I'm going to put it in there. But yeah, and everyone's been wanting one, and because we haven't had one in probably 12 to 15 years.
Ooh. When
the Grand Hyatt Arena passed away 8 years ago, and so it's. You know,
she quit cooking long before she died. Right.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't make something complex like this. But either way, everyone's been wanting it. Y'all, we finally found the recipe. So I was a little annoyed that it was a little last minute. But also, I'm the only one who can make this in the family. So, you know, you got to put the guy in the kitchen and let him get in there and do his thing. Now, is it going to turn out? I have no idea if it's going to turn out. The bigger issue is it's a 4-layer cake. Of which a quarter of it will probably be eaten. So, like, I don't really know. And I like it. But, y'all, you just need just a little bit. Because I don't like raisins. Y'all, when I bought raisins on Thursday night, y'all, first time I've bought raisins in my adult life, I think. I can't stand raisins. But something about this.
I don't like raisins. Well, unless you're covered in chocolate.
Well, or yogurt. The yogurt raisins, oh, delicious. Delicious. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be working on that. I'll be sure to share some photos and whatnot of the Japanese fruitcake. Also,
maybe you can post the recipe. You know, people are all about the recipes.
I will. And also, y'all, in the video or in the podcast notes, the show notes. God, I can't even talk today. In the show notes, I'm going to put the link to the Joanne's Pretzels video, and it's going to be a little. It's gonna throw some of you when you see it because it is a little old lady,
Joanne.
It's Joanne's mother. That's how it all started. Oh. Was she was making videos of her mother in her last 6 months. You know, she spent every waking moment with her mother, and so they would cook everything they cooked. She would make a video, but this is actually Joanne's recipe, the daughter. And so I'll put the link to that in there. And if you guys want something to take to your, you know, just a little snick a snack, to put out here or there, y'all, it's perfect. My only suggestion is to remember that pretzels have salt on them. So you don't, you need to be careful when you buy the like lemon pepper that you get the salt free lemon pepper. Otherwise you're going to have a salt bomb in your mouth.
Yes.
But, which I believe we learned the hard way.
Speaking of salt bombs.
Mm. Oh,
I thought you were going to play the music.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of people born on this day. And y'all, I saw this list already. Has nothing to do with Big Fatty, but it came up in my interwebs. Y'all, nobody that you would know was born on this day, including me. So it's not going to help me that I saw the list. Either way, I'm going to tell you if they're dead or alive, and then I have to guess about that. And then I'm going to tell you who they are, why you'd know them.
Yeah. All right.
Les Munoz. He is dead. Y'all, he passed away this year. It was really sad, y'all. He was a friend of mine from down there at the Hideaway Campground. So,
yeah, Les Munoz is alive.
Oh.
He is the husband of Julie Chen Munoz, and he used to be the CEO and chairman of the CBS television network.
Never heard of him.
Okay, well, guess that's par for the course, huh?
Yeah.
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith. What? Joseph Smith, so many choices here, but I'm going to go with the one who is alive. And y'all, Joseph Smith is an anchor on the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell.
You know, there's a theming. There's a theming. Joseph Smith, dead as a doornail. He was the founder of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, that Joseph Smith.
You know, that's the, you know, from the, what is that play called?
Book of Mormon.
Yes, that one. Susan Lucci.
Ooh, Susan Lucci, she's alive. Y'all, she finally got her Emmy. Susan Lucci is alive. Y'all, you would have known, what was it, General Hospital? Is that the
All
one
My Children.
Was, All My Children. She was the actress.
That's correct. You got that completely correct. All right, let's see. Harry Shearer.
He is alive. And y'all, he was one of the members of the boy band One Direction.
Harry Shearer. Oh, dear. Gosh, he is indeed alive. And he's an American screenwriter and actor. He was on Saturday Night Live from 1975 to 85, and he's on The Simpsons.
Never.
The voice on The Simpsons. Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, do we have time for one more?
Probably not, but quick.
Ronnie Shell.
Oh, founder of Shell Gas. Shell Petroleum.
Yes.
Easy,
yeah.
Easy.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Okay, Ronnie Shell is indeed alive. I know Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, knows this one. He was Duke on Gomer Pyle, USMC.
How about that?
How about that? So, anyway, Merry Crema to you and the hats and to everyone listening.
Same to you. Same to you. I hope you eat too much and don't vomit.
And just out of curiosity, how many times have you watched Father Knows Best Home for Christmas?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Not as many as someone else we know.
Well, you know, it's always a great time of the year when you get to enjoy the abominable snowman meatloaf with cone teeth.